Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Sokala Duma Radio. My name is Nkululeko Nkeo and this is the Hunters Peak interview. And in this week's episode, we speak to former Orlando Pirates player. He speaks and we have a heated conversation about a lot of things. The PSL has found Orlando Pirates guilty of crowd misbehavior. What will happen to that? He speaks to us about that. He speaks about Kalinge and his form. He talks about the goalkeeping situation at Orlando Pirates. He has some very, very, very interesting views and I hope you enjoy the conversation.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Thank you very much, Andries, for joining us on Sokala Duma. We appreciate your presence here. What have you made of Pirates' form under the coach, under the tutelage of Mitchell Stradojevic?
I think Sergio has remedied the situation at the back, more especially the defense, where they conceded many goals last season, if you remember. But this season, at least, is so much better. They're not conceding much. The only problem that they're having, creativity from the midfield to supply the strikers with the ball to score goals. Goals is not a matter of strikers are not scoring. It's about the distribution from the midfield, creativity from the midfield to the strikers. That's what Pirates is lacking now. Because again, if you remember Pirates, since the season started, they only score, the goals that they scored more, it was only two goals. So you could see that things are not going well at the team, more especially when I take.
But with Coach Michu, your impression is that he's helped the team and he's boosted the defense, and rightfully so, because you can see the difference. Let's talk a little bit about that. Was he the kind of coach that a team like Orlando Pirates needed after Coach Njenje took over from Muhsin Etugral, and then there was Yonovret? Was he the type of coach that Orlando Pirates needed at the beginning of the season?
It is the type of the coach that they needed, more especially to rebuild the team after the way they've been playing last season. So this season, the man has come out with a different mentality to the players. And I'm happy because he's working with a guy, Rolani Mokoena, who knows the South African football, who knows South African players. Even though Mitchell knows them, he was here in 2008. So you can see that their combination is working. The only thing though is that they are still rebuilding the team. And I'm happy because when they lose the game, it's about maybe 1-0. Or they play draw, and if they can just remedy the situation of attacking more in numbers and not using one striker, it's another downfall for Mitchell, because I could see that he's good when coming to the defense and midfield, but the striking force is only using one player, so which is a downfall for him. He must at least try two strikers, maybe goals will come, and use two wingers on the right and the left. Because Maele, well, before he got injured, he was only the right, he was playing left back and also a left wing. So this side, it was Kalinde. Kalinde is injured now. It's only Rahalu started to pick up the pieces. So you can see that if he can use two wingers, two strikers, I think goals will come.
You have an interesting take about the goal scorers. A lot of fans, and you know this is the modern era now that the players are playing in, with people expressing themselves on social networks. A lot of fans have been lamenting Kabuza's lack of goal scoring. Kutumela has been tried as well. We haven't seen much of Justin Shonga when he's been playing. You have an interesting take in that you are saying the supply is not sufficient for the strikers, but we've seen the missing sitters. We've seen Kabuza missing sitters, and fans have been on his back. The question should be then, from my end to you as a former striker who was a super sub at Orlando Pirates scoring goals, is what do you think is the problem with strikers? Is it anxiety in front of goals? What do you think is the major problem with those strikers at Orlando Pirates and strikers in the PSL in general?
I think the composure inside the box is very important. Positioning is very important. How do you deal with the defender that is marking you? Do you know his strength and weakness? That's the downfall of our strikers nowadays. They don't watch their opposition more. They only go and watch the opposition when they play against them over the weekend. They don't like really watch different games when they knowing that if I want to go and play against Baroka, I know our captain is weak on the left, is weak on the right, he doesn't have speed. Those are the things that nowadays strikers, they don't study their opponent. More special strikers, they don't study the opposition defenders more, because that's the problem that they're lacking now. All South African strikers. And with coming to Kabuza, I don't think Kabuza has got a problem. If you can get a chance, one chance after 20 minutes is not enough. then you'll miss automatically. But if you can get enough, let's say two to three chances within 15 minutes, one will put it inside. So that's the only way Gabuza is lacking on that, because he doesn't get more supply to score all those chances that they are creating it for him. Because chances are coming only once after 20 minutes. Then you'll miss automatically because your confidence will be down. After that, when supporters start shouting at you, it's going to be down more. When you get another chance, you miss again, then they're on your back, the coach will substitute you. But you have to give the man a chance. The man is harassing the opposing defenders. The only thing that I can see with him is that the confidence is still down.
Now, with Kalinga, you spoke about him, and rightfully so, you mentioned the fact that he's injured at the moment. Let's expand a little bit more on him, on your impression on him. He spoke to Kickoff magazine recently in their November edition, and he said that he hadn't played much, which was obvious. He hadn't played much in the past two seasons, but now he's getting game time. He is dazzling. He's in dazzling form. He's eliminating defenders. He's scoring sometimes. What is Andre Sebola's impression of that player at the moment?
I'm happy for him because I've been doing some interviews about how is it, do you see Kalinga. Even now, I can still believe that the man is on top of this game. Injuries are part of the game. The boy had injuries for the past two seasons, and the coaches who were coaching Paris before, the time when the other coaches were there, they didn't have confidence on him because of the height. He's a small boy, but he's quite skillful. Same as Rakhali. You see, Rakhali, the confidence is down. But now Mitchell started to pick him up so that he gave him more game time. And if you remember Kalinga, he was fighting, he was playing, Mela was playing, Kalinga, Rakhali was on top form. So now the boys got confidence, Mitchell's got confidence on the ball. That's why the boy is delivering. Because if the coach can have confidence on you, automatically you'll deliver. You will impress him more so that he can put you on the starting lineup regularly. And one thing that I like about him, he doesn't stay more on the wing. I remember in 1994, when I became a top goal scorer in the NFL that time, I was playing more as a winger. But when the ball is playing on the left, I always cut the ground and go inside the box and finish it, because all the defenders, they'll be ball watching. You come behind them or in front of them, then you just tap in. That's what he's doing, the ball. He doesn't stay stationary on the wing if the ball is not coming. He cut inside, he go and add more numbers in the striking force. That was, he was getting goals. Remember the goal he scored against Baroga, I think, in Polokwane. The same as that. He cut inside, then he finished those crosses. So even most of the players, you can see even Chabalala, when he plays for Chiefs, he always on the box, even though he's coming as a second striker. But whenever the boy is playing on the wing, he cut inside and goes to the box. So that's how the boy is doing. And I'm happy for him. He must keep on working hard. Injury is a part of the game.
What is your take on this? Because during the time that you played, William Opara was the mainstay at Orlando Pirates in terms of the goalkeeping department. There would be here and there, if he has niggles, he didn't really have injuries per se, but here and there would be changes. At the moment, Wayne Sandilands hasn't been in form, and fortunately for Jackson Mabogwane, Wayne Sandilands was injured, and now Jackson is now the starting goalkeeper. Siyabonga Mpontshane is the second best goalkeeper at the moment with Wayne Sandilands out. For you, are you for a rotation of goalkeepers? Who do you see fit to be the goalkeeper for Orlando Pirates? Should they go out on the market, buy a better goalkeeper than what they have? Let's talk about that a little bit.
With Sunderland, I didn't know why Pirates went for him, because the man was in good form the time he was playing for Platinum Stars, and he's aging now. And when Sundowns is staying more on the bench than more inside the field. You could see that the confidence is now down after the goal from Gekana against Sundowns. And I blame Pirates for them to recruit that boy and take out Mutongo to go and play for cheaper. Mutongo was the right guy for Pirates, because I remember after the passing of Senzo, Mutongo stood up in the goals and he helped Pirates so many times. So I think they made a big mistake by bringing Sundowns to Orlando Pirates, because he was good the time when he went to Sundowns. They could have taken him before he went to Sundowns. The time was the claim for Platinum Stars. Now the man, I don't see him, even if he's got 3 years contract with Pirates, but I think at the end of the season, mark my word, my brother, I see him going, because Jackson is doing well. The only downfall with Jackson is that sometimes he becomes overconfident and he doesn't communicate well with the defenders in advance before the ball came. So that's the only thing that is lacking the ball. But I think game time, when they're giving the game time, I think the man will deliver. And then, finally, my brother, big mistake for Pirates to sign him.
If it was up to Andre Sebola, would you say that going for another goalkeeper would be the best option, or you stick throughout the season with Mabogwane, with Mpontshane being his second best goalkeeper?
There is a boy at the development, I forgot his name. He's a good goalkeeper. Palacios knows about him. I think the boy can come in and be the third goalkeeper. Sunderland must put his back and go. Mabogwane would be there. And then this other one from Hacking Upstart also. Who's this one? The second keeper. Mpontshane also. With a game time, if they can give him time to play, I think the boy also, he will deliver. Even though you can see all of the Pirates, the goalkeepers, they make silly mistakes, then it brings their confidence down. So if you remember Filippo Vono, silly mistakes, same as what Sunderland did against Sundown. The silly mistakes, it kills them automatically. So those are the things that we don't need at all on Pirates. I think if they can go for a development goalkeeper, but my main worry was, how do they allow Mutongo to go? That's one thing that he didn't, I didn't like it the way they did it to Mutongo, because Mutongo was the pillar of the Olympics, even though mistakes are there to be made by the individual errors. Yeah.
Let's now look at other positions, and looking at where we are going now. We are in December, going to January. You know it's a transfer window. You've participated in that silly season as a player as well, so you know how hectic it can be. Now, the transfer window provides opportunities for clubs. Tyson Tlatrayo, who is the captain of Bafana Bafana and Bidvest Wits, has said that he's an Orlando Pirates fan. And one day he spoke to us and he said one day he would like to play for Pirates. Kamabiliet has a situation at Mamelodi Sundowns. He seemingly doesn't want to sign further. And so does Castro. And Brilliant Kuzwayo is not happy at Chiefs. Let's talk about the players. You may not limited to the ones that I'm mentioning now. Andre Sebula's players that he would like to see at Pirates in the upcoming January transfer window.
What's it, Kuzwayo? I don't think it's going to be a good acquisition. It can be a good acquisition for them. But why so late? The player was doing well before he was still at Ajax, before he went to France. Same as Sunderland, the way I was telling you. Now, because of the boy, the captain of Fana Fana, we need him at Paris. We still have Jelle. We still have so many players. The only player that I can see that Paris can take him and put him on transfer in January, it's Ayanda Gava. You can see that the boy now, he doesn't have any place to play. You understand? And then, coming to Brilliant Kuzwa, yes. There's no other goalkeeper who can take that corner from that position unless it is injured. So the man need to go out. Cape Town City is the one goalkeeper. Maybe they want to sign him. He must go and play somewhere, because age is no longer going to be on his side. Because if you don't, then you don't get a game time, other teams will forget about you. So those are the players that have to go. Castro also at Sundown. He must move out of Sundown. Chiefs is the one team. He must go and play with the Pirates up front. The men will deliver. They like the way he did when he came to South Africa. So those are the things that players have to go out and play somewhere. Same as Kamabiliat. Even if he doesn't go overseas, why should he sign for Paris? Why should he sign for Cape Town City? Stay with Sundowns. That's where the good man will be, you understand? And his career is blossoming Sundowns. Even now, you see that the boy, the confidence is coming up again. He's playing good football now. And Peter said to him, he still needs him. He loves him. So you see that he's going to sign a new contract if he doesn't go overseas. But that's Paris to reinforce the team now. No, they must just leave this mission. He's still building the team, then just leave him with those players that he's having.
And before I let you go, Andreessen, I appreciate your time that you're providing to us. The PSL has now ruled, after a very long time, it has ruled that Orlando Pirates was in the wrong with their crowd behavior, and obviously we will see the punishment. It remains to be seen what will be the punishment. From your experience, I mean, I'm sure 2001 Ellis Park is still fresh in your memory. From your experience in terms of crowd behavior or crowd misbehavior, how would you like that to be handled by the PSL? One. And what would you like to see as a punishment? Should it go as far as points, more than money, just to send a statement? What does Andres think about this situation?
The only thing that PSL can do, they mustn't take sides, whether it's Pirates or Chiefs. Even if whether it can be a Baroka playing against Free State Stars in Free State, and whether supporters Free State coming into the team, must get punishment. And most especially, if you can check both of the games, they have to play in the field without the supporters. That's the only thing that they can discipline these teams, because supporters are doing it the way they want, because they're paying money to come to the stadium. So the way over other Europe teams, Europe leagues are doing by not allowing the gamers to play in the closed doors. Those are the things that the disciplines that support us. And even those teams, they mustn't even show it on TV, so that they have to just rely on other people who were there, or the media only. I know that the media will be there, will be allowed to be at the stadium. So those are the things that they have to rely on them, unlike going to the stadium. Then they'll start behaving. And then this one for Pirates to take so long. You know how things are operating at PSL. Pirates have got a good legal team to protect them. So, but now that they've been found guilty, I think it's going to be money-wise to find them. That's one thing that we are looking for. They won't dodge any point. They won't take them maybe 3 points from them. So those are the things, you understand?
All right, Andries, we thank you very much for your time and for speaking to us. I appreciate your insights on these matters. Perhaps maybe one more would be for me to ask you, with two more trophies left, the Nedbank Cup and the league, do you see your former team winning any of them?
I don't see them this season winning anything, my brother, to be honest. This cup, Nedbank Cup, is a cup for any team. Any team from anywhere, any small team that are winning this cup. If you remember the history of this cup, small teams they win this cup. So big teams, it's very rare to find them winning this cup. Remember Paris against SuperSport in Polokwane. Super Sport win it. So as a final. So those are the things that I don't see them winning. Even the league, I don't see them winning. I think Sundowns, if they win this two games before Christmas, they'll be running away with the league.
We kiss the league goodbye.
They'll don't be taking the league, because if you see the players now, they're performing well. The confidence is back. Peter's doing everything. After Rolando Mukona left, they were disappointed and even losing that cup. So now they're picking up the pieces and they're playing. Everybody's playing. Is playing for the team now.
All right. We thank you very much, Andries, for your input. Thank you.
Thanks, my brother.
Radio. Thank you very much for listening to the big interview brought to you by Hunters. My name is Gululeko Nkeu. Tune in next week for the next episode. For now, it's goodbye.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.